coming off the Memorial Day weekend. And we trust everyone had a very nice weekend and you found ways to enjoy and, of course, honor and pay tribute for what Memorial Day was all about yesterday. We take a moment just to say thank you to all those who were joining us. Well, I guess we could say we joined you, I suppose, would be more appropriate, in the Saginaw Parade, the Memorial Day Parade, that yesterday at 11 o'clock down Washington, starting from Janes, heading to the Hoyt Park area and the Saginaw County Veterans Memorial Plaza. Beautiful day and nice crowd for parade.
And the crowd seemed to really be pleased with the military and patriotic music we were playing, well received.
Yeah, nice Facebook comments that we received, some of the pictures that you posted.
Charlie went all out and picked up some things to decorate the van this year, rather than we went above and beyond this year.
Well, I thought just a little bit more recognition of some patriotism, so had some of the red, white, and blue streamers flowing in the wind.
Yeah.
And the balloons, most of which lasted the entire parade.
Yeah, some flew off, a couple popped.
Yeah. The breeze really was kicking a couple of times.
Oh, it was. And, it sure was. It
tested some of the decorations, but yeah, for the most part, survived. But yeah, one of them did pop.
Some people were quite pleased with the images that we had on the van. There was an American eagle on the left, dog tags in the middle, and a silhouette of a soldier saluting on the other end. And we remembered what yesterday was all about.
And judging by the people who turned out, people were remembering too, dressed out in various stages of red, white, and blue. And
yeah.
Nice to see all the kids out. A lot of kids getting the candy that was being passed out by some people.
Yeah, how about that motorcycle?
Yeah.
I guess a tricycle or whatever you call it, the one where it's got the dual wheels in the back. But, man, it was really patriotic looking.
It was a red, white, and blue motif.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool to see. And people singing along with some of the music.
Mm-hmm.
We had that one woman, man, she was really.
Yeah.
We were playing a version of God Bless America, and she was doing a great job.
And Charlie got us down that parade route safely. While I played the music, Charlie got us down the parade route safely because, man, oh, man, were the kids running out after that candy that was being thrown out ahead of us.
Yeah.
And you had to kind of, you know, you were really alert. I'm glad you were wide awake and alert.
Keeping an eye on things.
Yeah, for sure.
Didn't want to spoil the parade.
No.
Wish we could have stopped and picked up some of that candy that was going to waste.
Yeah. It looked pretty good.
We were the last unit in the parade. I imagine after we went through, traffic opened up.
Yeah, in fact, we brought up the rear of the parade. It was nice to have the police escort behind us.
Yeah, and at first we thought they were coming up to talk to me about the noise ordinance in the city.
Well, you can't play that music that loud.
Yeah. How many decibels are you putting out there?
That was a good time had by all. And again, we want to thank everyone who gave us a nice parade wave and some thumbs up and such. And we know that other communities had their parades and recognitions and honorings too. So hopefully all went well for Memorial Day 2022.
Some people went boating and cooking and grilling, etc., and some of us worked and worked and worked.
Yeah.
Through the weekend. Combination. I saw a lot of that going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Judged by what was left out of the curbs this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all the same.
Did you get the all-important air conditioner installed, Pat Johnston? You're
no.
ready for 90 degrees? You're not?
No, I mean, just in the bedroom.
Okay.
I was told, let's just tough through it here these few days. My wife still wants her picture window.
Ah.
So we can open it up, because that's where we put the huge air conditioner.
Well, it's only supposed to be, like, you know, yesterday, today, because after that, then we get back to the normalcy. So,
yeah,
okay.
For at least another couple weeks, then we'll put the big air conditioner in.
It won't be sustained that you'll have yourself gasping for air and wanting that AC in.
Right.
Okay. Well, time will come. Time will come. A lot of people having a chance to enjoy or not enjoy some, and I think we mentioned this yesterday, I'm trying to remember. Yesterday was a day where legally you could actually have fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was hearing them over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard them earlier in the weekend. I didn't hear any last night, thankfully, when we had to get up at hour of the morning to come to work.
I think I heard it actually Sunday evening, but not last night.
Right. And I think the people in my neighborhood at least knocked it off about 11 o'clock, so that was nice.
Yeah, because I first heard it. I'm like, what was that? Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fireworks are allowed. Okay. Not many, but just a couple. Just to remind us that, oh, yeah, it's one of those holidays.
Yeah.
Of course, in another month,
Oh, the big one's coming.
Definitely. Right.
Independence Day, yeah. The 4th of July, and we'll be down there playing music on 100.5 this year. I understand there's a Tiger game that we'll have on 790 that night, Charlie.
Yeah, because they've scheduled a doubleheader on July 4th because of a rainout. We might catch the tail end of some fireworks on 790, depending how quickly the game goes.
If the game is quick. It starts at like 640 or something like that.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Tigers, Tigers had some fireworks yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Wasn't I hearing your sports for the first time scoring more than four runs since like May 15th or something like that?
Yeah, May 15th. Right. Yeah, I think they are last in the majors for runs scored, and what is the average, like 2.8?
Yeah,
I think something like that. So.
It's thankfully, as decimated as the pitching staff has been, we have had some good, pretty decent pitching.
Oh yeah, no, I think that's
including the bullpen.
Yeah, I think Chris Fettering, the pitching coach for the Tigers, I think he will be the MVP of the year.
Yeah, no doubt. How are you piecing this together?
Right. He's been doing a pretty good job.
Did you see that defensive play by the one twin player where he ended up on his seat and threw from his seat to first base? He drew the guy off the base, so our runner was safe.
Yes.
But, I mean, that was, you know, to be sitting down and throw it all the way across the infield, that is pretty impressive.
The arm strength that these guys have is amazing.
Yeah. Right. But Javi Baez, I think, had the better play where he actually hit the ground, got up, made the throw.
Oh, yeah.
He struggled at the plate, but he's been everything that he's supposed to be defensively.
Yeah, at least
it's defensively. Been impressive.
Right.
And today, we should mention with the Tigers, a day-night doubleheader, by the way, today.
Yep.
12:50 and 6:50. Who will get more attention today at Comerica Park? Will it be Cody Clemens, because he's supposed to make his major league debut, if I understand, in game two?
Yeah.
Or will it be his dad, Roger Clemens, who's supposed to be at Comerica Park to watch his son play? Who's going to get more of the attention?
How about that? All right.
I mean, imagine that. You're supposed to make your major league debut, but because your very famous dad is going to be there, there'll be a few people paying attention to him as well.
Probably Roger at first, if Cody can record a three-hit day, two home runs, five RBIs, and then I think he'll...
No pressure from Pat Johnston, Cody.
No. Hey, they need somebody to hit, so come on, Cody.
That would be a successful debut.
That's right.
That should be fun, though, to hear Cody playing baseball for our Tigers. And again, if I'm understanding correctly, it's supposed to be in game two.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
So we'll see what happens.
Scope has been playing some pretty good offense.
Yeah. Boy, come alive. Good. Jamer Candelario's been a little lively with the bat.
And good news is that Riley Green
has
been activated. He's playing for Toledo here for probably a couple weeks, I'm going to assume, as he's returning from his foot injury. I also heard that Austin Meadows might be cleared to play as early as tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Austin's he's been dealing with vertigo.
Yeah. You forget about that, I mean, because he was his average wasn't where we would like it to be, but he's getting on base. He was walking a lot.
Right.
And
right.
Defensively, like his glove out there in the outfield, too, so...